Salutations, brothers and sisters. You're tuned in
to QKJJ, and that is...
I'm Queen Jam.
Uh-huh, and I'm King Jared. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome, welcome.
I hope everyone is enjoying their day today, and thank you again for tuning in.
Yes, thank you guys for tuning in, and make sure that you... rate, review, subscribe, and follow us along this wonderful journey that we are taking and taking you guys along the ride with us, okay?
Yes. Now, if you're wondering, what in the world was that sound? Queen, please tell them.
Okay, you're just going to have to wait and find out. Stick around, okay?
You got to stick around.
You got to stick around. So you guys... we hope you guys are having an amazing week. We hope that everything you need to get done, you got done. And now you can do some things that for yourself. Do some things you want to do for yourself.
Absolutely. Especially depending on how your week went, whether it's a work week. If you're doing your own thing in general, whether that's working for yourself, someone else, or for family, whatever the case may be. Going all the way around the spectrum, whether you're a mother, father, that obviously that's 24/7, you know.
Yes.
We're not even going, you know.
Yes, but exactly.
Regardless, enjoy the week when you have them, the weekday. Enjoy every day, you know.
Yes, because not every day is promised, and we're not going to get into all that, but
we're just
happy that everyone's here with us, and we're getting our... week started, and you getting your week started. So we just hope everyone's having an amazing week.
Absolutely. Now, last week too, just to bring that on that reflection, we were talking about respect.
Yes, that good old respect.
And okay? The reason why we said that going into it is that, you know, the respect aspect, giving yourself, you know, bringing that back to Miss Daily Mist Aretha Franklin. Yes, everybody.
Yes, one of our fallen queens. Mm-hmm. Yes, rest in paradise.
But respect, going back to that from last week, we hope that you're practicing it more and more each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
Not only for yourself, but also your environment.
Yes.
Would that be said?
Yeah, queen? It's a little difficult. Well, I'm not going to say it's going to be difficult, but I've been telling myself it will not be difficult. To be kind and practice kindness, and it's just things throughout your day make it difficult, and you have to surpass those things and just, you know, keep it moving. So we're just every single day just growing, you know, slow process, but we're growing.
And when we say you should know this, we're speaking on a at least a form or fashion that you have a set high portion of integrity about yourself. So with that being said, the respect level comes with your integrity. Hopefully, we want to embrace and encourage you to build yourself within and build your integrity, your self-esteem, and respect yourself and love yourself while going through the process.
Because in case no one told you today, you're amazing, you're awesome, you're a bomb person, you are you. No one can do it better than you can.
There you go.
Straight up and down.
Straight up and down.
Down!
That means...
M-A-N.
Man news.
M-A-N.
Media absent news.
M-A-N.
We want to welcome everybody.
Yes.
To our media absent news. Okay.
Welcome.
And today we are definitely going to be talking about all black excellence.
All things black excellence. Okay. All yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bibi, would you like to start, or do you want me to start?
Queens first.
All right. Thank you, King. So, Simone Biles made history this week after becoming the first woman to win all five all-around titles at the U.S. Gymnastics Championship. Simone said she spent a lot of time in the gym. Kudos to her.
Oh, yes.
And worked closely with her coaching staff. Mm-hmm. And this is what fueled her to win. I mean, of course. And she also discussed wearing a teal leotard in support of sexual abuse survivors. And I really respect someone when they really use their platform to shed light on an important topic such as that.
Thank you.
Yes. And I did kind of find it a little awkward when they did ask her this question towards the end of the interview. They asked her, are you human? And she took the question very nicely and she just replied, yes, I get this question all the time and yes, I am human.
Is she human?
Yeah. Apparently she is. She said so. So I have to take her word for it, and I want to take that for it.
I wonder if they ever asked her mother was she human.
Oh my gosh! Because I'm not sure.
Right. I mean would jump to the conclusion a little bit faster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, but still, it was just like an awkward energy and space. I was like, of course she's human. She's just training and excelling at what she does. She's perfecting it. It's muscle memory and getting your body down packed, and she's amazing at what she does.
And we want to say thank you for using her platform as well too. Mm-hmm. And we want you to go out and definitely support, of course, Miss Biles, Miss Simone Biles.
Yeah, she has a doll, her own doll and everything, her Barbie doll. That's very big.
Oh, she's got her own Barbie doll, so that's something.
Yes.
For the youth to bring that into.
Yes.
Everybody knows when toys, mm-hmm. I know everything is moving into a faster pace with electronics, but you remember KB Toys and all the toy stores and stuff like that still have a few around.
Exactly.
And to be able to have one in the resemblance of Miss Simone Biles to spread to others and build that. That's nice.
Yes, because we rarely see us, and it's good to see us, you know?
That's good.
It's very refreshing.
That's very refreshing. And we also want to take consideration with her training, her staff, her team that has been behind her since she started, of course. So that's her family that's also there too as well. Mm-hmm. So we do appreciate Miss Biles having that type of support team. And we all should think about that too as well. It does take a community. A community is a team. It was a team effort. And of course she took that training each and every day. Hit the gym each and every day.
Yeah. That takes a lot of determination.
Yeah.
You gotta get that done. You have to set a goal, get to it. And a lot of people have the ability of accomplishing this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all about what you think you can accomplish because, what's your percentage, babe? That majority of it is mental. Like, 90% of it is mental.
Yes, but I will tell you, in her experience, obviously, mm-hmm. proving everyone that obviously put her maybe in a dim light or maybe shine some type of dim light on her, she proved to the world.
Yes.
Obviously, with 5, all right, she's the first woman to win
back
5.
Back to back, same day. She didn't leave, come back.
There you go. Same day. You know what? That is very professional. That speaks highly of one's profession.
Yes.
To walk in and get things done, 5 different tasks. She doesn't get tired. Apparently not.
She don't get tired. No days off. She had no days off.
No days off.
She didn't get tired.
Yep.
And that's what got her, like, okay, look at us, okay?
I can see why they said, is she human?
I get it. Okay, it's like I'm just mm-hmm. doing nothing but doing my thing, and I'm training. You know, but okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, you know what? We're gonna let that be.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna let that be, and we're gonna let her do her. She's already validated
yes.
by her own titles, but we want to also shine light upon another media absent news. Lupita
Nyong'o.
Nyong'o. Lupita Nyong'o is writing a children's book about the beauty and the beautiful dark skin. But the name of the book is going to be Sulwi.
Yes. Sulwi.
And its Sulwi. debut is scheduled for next January, January 2019.
I'm so excited.
The book is targeted towards young readers ages around 5 to 7.
That's
but
not to say you won't have my own copy.
Exactly. Have your own copy.
I'm going to. This is beautiful.
This is very beautiful. But being able to have a book that targets towards the beauty of dark skin, Sulwi, which means star, is the native language to Miss Lupita. And Lu is the story of a 5-year-old girl growing up in Kenya. In the book, Sulwi has the darkest skin in her family. This makes Sulwi uncomfortable, and she was determined to find a way to lighten her skin. The story goes on to show Sulwi embarking on a whimsical adventure in the night sky, along with advice from her mother. It helps her see beauty differently. This hit home for Lupita because she was reading with her mother, and this was pretty much in a very critical time of her development. Just like Sulwi, Lupita suffered from self-image and complexion as a child. And as she grew up, she became more aware of herself. This is such an amazing viewpoint and news in general, because you have to feel proud of your skin that you're in, especially when you have developments or you're hearing developments like this. Mm-hmm. It can be a depressing, or you can allow yourself to become depressed if you don't feel that you're happy in the skin that you're in, or proud in the skin that you're in as well too. And that's why we set that tone for the last episode for respect.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Because we get so much little of it. You have to self-motivate daily.
Yeah. And I'm also happy that future generations will have all the love and positive energy to embrace too as well. We spoke about the Johnsons last episode too, with their positive children's book showcasing an active father figure. Yes. So we need to collect all of these works of pure art. I mean, go pick yourself up. I mean, if it takes you, I mean, what, a couple of checks or so. I mean, come on now. These are books of empowerment. But being able to But being able to collect these pure works of art, we all know, you know, the closest we would get to something like this was pretty much Little Bill, and as you see, that didn't last long either.
Mm-hmm.
It really didn't.
Because I believe that was the first children's show that I saw where there was an active dad, and they were all like there together supporting one another. They were a happy black family.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it only lasted for like a blink. So,
and there are definitely a few other shows, but you have to watch, you know, really be a keen eye. But definitely,
mm-hmm.
that was a show that, quite frankly, viewed point.
Yes,
a complete family or home.
Yes, and mom and dad were successful.
Yes.
Mom and dad were successful. You know?
And we've had, and of course in history, older shows that portray that same viewpoint too, mm-hmm. successful.
Yeah, that was just talking about my generation.
Oh,
just,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But
that wasn't even,
trust me, this...
There's so many, just one example of many.
This children's book, Sulwi, definitely. Mm-hmm. Go pick it up. Okay, go pick it up if you have your own children, niece and nephew, whatever the case may be, grandchildren.
It's something to pass down the family line.
Exactly. And it's a work of art, something that will always stay collected and continually building the younger minds as they grow.
Yes.
Also,
thought this is so cute. Yes. So Hester Ford on Wednesday, Miss Ford celebrated her 113th born day. Okay.
What?
She was born in Lancaster County, South Carolina in 1905.
All right.
She has, okay, get this, you guys, 12 children. Okay.
12 children.
Okay. She has 12 children.
All right.
More than 50 grandchildren.
Okay.
Okay. Over 120 great grandchildren.
Can I tell you something? Birthday gifts are all going to be hugs, smiles, and kisses.
Okay. This is about to be valuable as a mug up in there. Because ain't nobody had and ain't nobody paying for no $15 Kit Kat.
Hugs, smiles, kisses, and life lessons.
Oh my gosh, yes, because this is amazing. Like,
Hester was born.
120 great grandchildren. That's amazing.
She was born in 1905.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's when birth records weren't even officially documented. So she may have actually been born a year earlier than that. So, this makes her possibly the oldest living person in the U.S.
Wait a minute. I don't know about that. You said 1905 when birth records weren't officially documented. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna slide that one in there on people?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they weren't really keeping track of it then.
1905?
Yes.
All right.
Would you? You can Google it.
Okay.
You can Google it.
That's true. Well,
where were they keeping it at?
Well, okay. Well, then
on
that
means Excel spreadsheet.
Well, then that means that this makes her possibly.
Actually, you know what? They had an Excel spreadsheet. They kept it on. My bad.
They had an Excel spreadsheet.
Yep. Okay.
Well, then that means that this possibly makes her the oldest living person in the U.S.
Yep. Looking back at that Excel spreadsheet, records show that. Yep. Hester Ford. Boom. Okay? This is truly an inspiration. Truly.
First of all, we just want to just celebrate this queen for her long life, her longevity, and the part that, of course, she has played throughout history.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ms. Hester Ford.
Yes, thank you.
You all appreciate it.
Straight up queen, because I always tell people that this is the ages that everyone should be living to.
113?
Yeah, you should be. I mean, look at when retirement is, you know.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, like, unless
113. I just hope that they have, like, bionic, like, real bionic arms.
Yeah.
Like, actually pull yourself up with one, like, you know.
They do have that stuff. They save it for.
All right.
When they need it.
Bionic arm that go out and get the mail for you and come back.
Oh my gosh. And had, oh my God.
You heard it here.
Breakfast and everything like, the Addams Family.
Go Gadget arm?
No. Yes. Yes, that too. That too. The Addams Family, when they had the little hand just going around, just getting it done. I was like, that is what's up.
Oh my.
Open doors and everything.
Open doors and everything. Okay. That'll work. Well, last week, too, I'm sure some of you heard of the Floridians whose lunch was thrown away by a cafeteria worker and being 15 cents short. Okay, that's petty. But the girl went, the poor girl went the remainder of the day without anything to eat. Over 15 cents being short.
Mm.
That's petty.
This, babe, don't get me started, okay?
It's 15 cents.
This story had my blood boiling because $0.15, my dude. $0.15. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, because I'm not even...
So after hearing the news, T.I., along with a civil rights lawyer, decided to get involved. T.I. went to Instagram to blast the cafeteria worker in the school district in, of course, T.I. fashion. He described it as despicable. This is the type of, you know, the shit that deters children from school, pretty much. He offered to pay for the girl's lunch for a year because he hates to hear this type of thing happens to our children.
Muffins, juice, and ice cream on T.I., y'all.
Muffins, juice, and ice cream on T.I. for a whole year.
Okay.
That's real.
On top of my lunch.
On top of the lunch. Now, Kristen Clark is the head of the Lawyers Committee, which is a nonprofit organization based in Washington, D.C. to help the teen. She created a GoFundMe page for the student with a goal of $10,000. Now, this all now is a horrible feeling of standing in line with your food and realizing that you forgot or you don't have any money.
Yes, we all know that feeling, babe. We've all been in school where we've been in the lunch line and you're sitting there getting ready to go up to the lunch lady and you just get that feeling in your stomach where you're like, dang, I ain't asked mom, I ain't asked dad, I ain't asked uncle, cousin, brother, sister for lunch money. Or I forgot it this place or that place, or I don't even know where it is anymore. I hate that feeling. You never had that feeling? Your lunch was paid for, wasn't it? You was one of those kids. Your lunch was already...
No, I've had that experience a couple of times. It's not a good feeling. You know what? My thing is, though, which I'm not understanding, is the whole lunch aspect. Because they do, I will hope, still give kids, you know, sandwiches. But they always used to give the crazy one, which was...
Yes!
It's like a peanut butter, literally a peanut butter sandwich. And then it's like cheese.
Yes, babe. But remember, they started doing that a long time after, I guess, parents were complaining. Because remember, you would get your plate, your tray taken away, and no one cared. You didn't get anything at all. Then they started offering you the cold sandwich, like you said, the cheese and turkey, or the peanut butter and jelly sandwich with the milk. But at first, they would not give you anything. The parents were probably complaining, like, you gonna give my baby something. I know exactly what you're talking about, babe.
Well, regardless of the factor, at least we do have a standing team that's behind this young lady. I mean, I really just don't understand the process of why we had to go this far over 15 cents.
And with this said to you guys, you listening to this right now, make sure you have your niece or your nephew or whatever child that's in your life, make sure their lunch card up to date so they don't have to go through this. Make sure that drink paid for. Seriously, no one wants that feeling. No one wants that cheese sandwich. No one wants that PB&J when there's pizza and all that stuff. But bump that, babe. Pack lunches, because that's all that I would do, okay? So you wouldn't even have to worry about it.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, the superintendent, like...
Yes, no, nothing!
I'm just trying to figure out, like the pettiness of this school.
The level. They had no cut cards. They were like, oh, you don't got your 15 cents? Who does that? What type of, like... You have to have some type of morals. That person, that worker, should have had something within them. Been like, all right, well, I'm going to slide you something. Or, I know that lunch worker has 15 cents. I know she can't do that with every kid, but I mean...
I don't know.
They should have some type of system in place. You can credit the parent or whatever. You can credit it somehow.
I'm sure
it's not that deep.
I'm sure there is. It's
not that deep.
I'm just saying. if you do have kids, if you don't, niece, nephew, I'm just not understanding the school system or that system apparently that child was in, or what happened. What happened there? That's just beyond me. Over 15 cents. Yeah. But I'm just trying to, like, I'm just trying to figure out how much pettier can you be. But we do want to interrupt your regular scheduled program to bring you a message from the White House.
Yes.
Yes.
That was so true.
That is all. And we do want to thank you for your time. Now back to your regularly scheduled program.
I loved it. It was just the way I wanted it to be. It was nice and dry. Nice and everything. It was creamy. I love it. Okay?
Trying to figure out how much pettier you can be.
Yes.
Well, today, you guys, we're going to bring this back up.
Yes,
energy, exactly. energy, vibing back up right now. Why? Because I said so, that Black inspiration, positive energy, and honesty and smile pledge. Please, let's do this. Okay. One time for the one time.
Yes, to the best of our knowledge, we will be honest
without compromising ourselves or any parties who wish to take part.
Doing your own research is a necessity. Check your emotions at the door and embrace pure facts.
Most importantly, remember to always smile, because you have the weapon of knowledge, okay?
Mm-hmm. And quote.
That quote of knowledge today, hit them with it, queen.
Don't be so hard on yourself. Mm-hmm. Be perfectly okay with being who you are. Fully embrace yourself, flaws and all. Love yourself right where you are. Strive to do better. But don't beat yourself up for every shortcoming that you may have. Be brave in your journey. Hold your head up high and keep moving forward. Mm. Stephanie LaHart.
Wow. Stephanie LaHart. Mm-hmm. Thank
you.
That
was powerful.
Very powerful.
That made me feel in touch with my inner queen. I need that.
And this week's topic also.
Yes, drumroll please. Black excellence, okay? At its finest.
What is it?
Where is it?
Who can do it?
Who can have it?
How do you get it?
Okay, so looked it up on the internet.
Okay.
Urban Dictionary.
Uh-huh.
Defines it as.
Okay.
Someone that is Black.
Label. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And portrays great qualities and abilities that make the Black community proud.
I got you. Okay.
So, I appreciate the definition.
Right.
The example they gave.
Was questionable.
Was a little questionable.
Mm-hmm.
This was, I'm just going to put it out there, okay?
Okay, all right.
Summarize. So, it said, LJ, you know, a name that almost everybody can relate to.
Oh, this was the example. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, the example from Urban Dictionary.
So,
yeah.
LJ is going to Harvard. He is the definition of Black excellence.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I like it. I see what they're doing there. See what they were attempting. That was cute.
Gotcha.
OJ can't go into upper school.
LJ, he probably wants to go. He probably wanted to go to other schools. Okay. Maybe LJ had to go through a labeling process where that was...
No, HBCU's available.
HBCU's available?
That's what I was wondering.
Possibly.
Were they?
Maybe.
Would he still be an example of...
Black excellence?
If he was going to...
HBCU.
That's what we don't know. So, Black excellence to me is everything anything.
Okay.
That is all things positive and black. You can be black excellence and have black excellence. Anyone is capable of accomplishing black excellence.
Okay.
But it is more of a repetitive act than just a simple gesture every now and then. Okay?
Okay. So how can I visually see this?
So I was looking at the hashtag Black Excellence across multiple platforms, mm-hmm. and it opened my eyes to the different aspects that it encompasses.
Okay. All right.
And I mean, I see queens and kings embracing every aspect of themselves. And there is an overwhelming feeling of comfort and ease looking through all of the pictures and videos. Some just yell, like, this is me. I didn't choose this life, nor did I ask to be here, but I'm going to take advantage of every single breath, okay? It
looks like they're being unapologetically happy.
Mm-hmm. All yes.
Right. I mean, people with genuine desires and fears.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely captivating as well, too. And black excellence is all of us. Really, we are it. I mean, being proud of our culture and standing for what we hold true and dear, black excellence doesn't have to be a chore. It can simply be sincere, especially to a moment of you being infallible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just being yourself in general.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yes.
Past, current, and future
mm-hmm.
are pretty much intermingling
mm-hmm.
with that time stream there. So
yes.
We who once felt teased and hurt are feeling esteemed. History is being made daily. We are standing for what they know is right. Or we're standing for what we know is right.
Yes.
And we are training and eating healthy, and we're getting active. We are fighting past adversities. We are owning property, and we are realizing what it means to have your own. We are donating. We are buying. We are selling. We have people bearing witness to our excellence each and every day. Seems mm-hmm. like it's pretty much written in stone at that point.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much. Okay. Yeah,
pretty much.
You really have to just take the time to search this hashtag and mm-hmm. embrace your brothers and sisters' progress. Okay.
Oh, that's like a digital. That's like digital written in stone, pretty much.
Yes, okay. Exactly. So, yes, digital stone. Yes.
So, we already did it already. We just mm-hmm. digitalized it right now for
yes.
everybody to see.
That's okay. Why I said the past, the present, the future, just like you said, like, it's all intermingling. All. Okay. And just learning how to be happy for someone else will make it easier for you to be happy for the milestones of your own, you know? You can take care of others, but you'll have to take care of yourself first, or you will have nothing left to give and nothing left over. And, yeah.
Some express not feelings, comfortability or using the terms because of many reasons. The term excellence can make some feel pressured to be greater than what they think they are, or being held to a higher standard can be scary to some people. But worrying about everything you say, will it be judged, or did I say the wrong thing? I don't think it's meant to frighten anyone, to be honest. I mean, you can be wrong and still embody black excellence because you own up to being wrong. I mean, yes. You learn from it and you move forward. It's a growing experience. It's a lifestyle.
Yes, obviously. It can be a growing pain at times.
Yes.
It's important that you learn from it, though. If you don't learn from it, can't keep going.
I think it sounds like black excellence can be whatever you make it to be. And defining it to yourself and making the model of what you believe black excellence is, or what you can make it mean. Being black and being excellent is an art. Art is something seen by many and interpreted in so many different ways. And you mm-hmm. can have to make it your own art. I mean, make it you. Make it special. Just like you.
Mm-hmm. Just like even now, Bay and I are on a course towards Black excellence, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. You guys, we are building a brand that is a motif of prosperity. Mm-hmm. No one is paying us to do this every week, okay? Mm-hmm. Yet, you know?
Yet.
But.
Yet.
Yet.
All right.
Right.
All right.
But if you want something in life, you have to attack it with diligence.
Absolutely.
We are focusing a movement on embracing every aspect of yourself, owning your truth and walking in it. It is easy. If it was easy, everyone would be doing it, okay? We feel it's easier, of course, with a partner, you know, mm-hmm. having someone that you can confide in, who is your rock, you know. God, so just also know that when you do have a partner, though, in all seriousness, this does not mean that the obstacles will be non-existent. You both will be taking on trials daily, mm-hmm. okay? And how you handle this and as one makes it all the difference in the world.
And for those that may or that may not have a partner too as well.
Yes.
That goes out into the world as it being living your own life and learning from those experiences.
Exactly. Yeah. You will see it. You will get there.
Absolutely.
It all comes in time. You'll find that person whether you want to or not. Yeah. Everyone is going to find that annoying person who gets there crazy. That's the way I describe it. Everyone will find that person.
But with that being said too as well, you both will take on those traits daily. And like Bay said as well, how you handle that as one makes all the difference in the world. And you have to become aware of the power that you both possess or that you possess for dealing with that. Understand that. And do anything. Do anything to understand and possess who you are first. And then when you get to that point, you'll see that you're limitless. We're limitless people with creativity and prosperity will be and always has been in your favor. You can hold you back and don't allow yourself to do that. Don't mm-hmm. do it.
Don't yes, you don't do hold it. Yourself back, you guys. Please don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do it. But you do possess the power within yourself to get yourself along. It's limitless. As long as you build yourself each and every day, mm-hmm. express yourself, especially when it comes to your respect level, express that to the highest degree where others can see it as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
Love yourself.
Yes. God dang it. Mm-hmm. Love yourself. Mm-hmm. Stop playing around and love yourself. Love those around you. And things will get easier. It's a practice. It's a dance. It's a repetitive motion. It's a muscle memory.
Yeah.
You're going to be retraining yourself.
Yes, absolutely. And we just want to take a little commercial break for you guys.
Yes, commercial break. So, you guys, are you walking around out there dirty?
Yes, we said it. You. Are you walking out there dirty?
Yes. You. We all know you are. Look at you.
Look at you.
Uh-huh. You look like the type of person. You look like the dirty type of person who would do this.
And you know what? It's in your pockets. It's in your bag. It's in your whatever you carry
yes,
around.
Yes, it's
with
on
you.
Your desk. It's on this place and that place. It's tucked in here. It's tucked in there. It's tucked in everywhere, possibly. Okay.
Nasty. We talking about clearing your cash and cookies.
Yes, you better clear that cash and cookies, you guys.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Don't walk around every single day without clearing your cash and your cookies. Okay.
It's starting to be an issue.
It's really starting to be an issue.
All right.
People. You'll call in to tech support, you know, and that's not what we do. That's not what we do. You'll call into tech support and you'll say, oh, well, I got this problem going on. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Da, da, da. And the first thing I promise you, they're going to tell you, well, ma'am, did you clear your cash and cookies? And what are you going to say, Susan? What are you going to say? Hmm? Did you clear your cash and cookies? No, you didn't.
Bob.
Look at you.
Ralph.
You're disgusting. You're dirty. Clear the cash and cookies.
Clear the cash and cookies. John.
Hey. Marissa.
Hey.
Marissa.
Clear the cash and cookies. Everyone.
Helen.
Hey.
Shanice.
Clear the cash and cookies.
Don. I see you. Mm-hmm.
Sherry.
Christoph. Christine. Jose. We all see you. We all see you. I wish we had like a long list of names.
It was Keisha. It was Naya. It was Monique. It was...
Yes.
Kiki.
Stephanie.
Nene.
Keisha. Monique.
Rhonda.
Yolanda.
Yeah.
Exactly. I wish we had that long list of names to go on. But you hear what we're saying.
Yes.
Clear your cash and your cookies, clear, you guys. Please.
It will make
it's getting
your day
ridiculous.
It will make your day a lot easier.
Your computer runs smoother.
All right.
Use a little tidbit.
All right. Then you'll know something.
And then you'll have that going for you. Okay, now what else we're gonna conquer today? How about chase your dreams?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's today's lesson. Chasing your dreams.
Here's the big one, okay? Now, this may seem like a simple advice, but it is valuable as you make it. Each of us is asking, as we grow, what do you want to be? What do you want to do? But how many of us are actually doing what we want now? And if you are...
I'm snapping for you, honey. Yes. That is good. Congratulations to you.
Because
you're doing what you want.
Have made your life a better one for sure. And also, I hope that you are doing what you love. Never work a day in your life if you're doing what you love. And it's important that you know what fuels you and what you are passionate about, because you can get a grasp of that vital information. And if you know what you want and what you love, that passion will be daily. And if you are going to chase your dreams, you need to have a plan along with that passion. And this may be easy as taking a pen and paper and listing things that you want out in life. Not all of us know where we are going or where we want to go, but I'm pretty sure we can come up with something that you want to obtain at some point. And we want to use a list of what you have to narrow items down to a singular statement. For example, I will graduate college, I will live in New York, I will own my own restaurant, or I will be said this place for vacation, things like that.
Exactly. Be sure to assess your current circumstances, mm-hmm, and you have goals you wish to obtain. So know all that is left is to figure out those minor steps in between that will help you get there. Okay. Will you need to make more sacrifices? Are you taking too big of a risk? Depending on your dreams, it can be immediate or it can take some time. You know, mm-hmm, either way, just don't become discouraged. Keep your eyes on the prize. And identifying obstacles that are preventing you from getting to your goals, mm-hmm, of chasing your dreams. Life is just like that. It's life. Things may happen that will honestly halt the process in obtaining your dreams. And when chasing your dreams, you have to know that challenges will arise and which sacrifices you're going to be willing to make.
Tracking your progress is also important because it allows you to set goals and achieve them. And you have to start with broad goals and then shrink them to more targeted goals as well. So following each step, identifying challenges, overcoming obstacles, and setting your goals, you will be closer and closer to completing the plan of chasing your dreams. Mm-hmm. And your dreams are only dreams if you allow them to remain dreams. Mm-hmm. And making them a reality is as simple as doing something towards it. To be bold, to be unapologetic, to be humble, also to be honest, and to be prepared, because anything that is worth fighting for is worth having. And believing there will always be obstacles, learn from them and move forward and grow. Now,
yes,
the gap between goals and achievement.
I can't believe you're not going to do your voice when you see who the quote is by. I can't believe you're not going to do your voice.
I'm sorry, yeah.
So excuse him.
This is a quote by someone that everybody loves. Yeah. So let's see if you guys can guess this individual. The grasp between goals and achievements is taken by discipline and consistency.
That was my man, Denzel, y'all.
Okay, I'm not really a Denzel.
Denzel Washington.
All right.
Give it up for Denzel.
I'm only good at...
Thank Jake! You for coming out.
Jake! Get back here, Jake! King Kong ain't got on me.
Everyone can do that.
Lockdown!
Oh my gosh! Oh, so this is how y'all guys gonna do me, huh? Oh my gosh, he has been in a lot of movies.
Yes, he has.
Okay, if you haven't seen what was that movie where he was a flight the pilot?
Oh.
If you have not seen that movie,
I'm sorry. Yeah, I cannot think of that name.
Oh my gosh, it's worth Googling.
It's worth Googling.
Man, what movie? Denzel, go ahead, Google it.
Denzel Washington as a pilot. Yes. If you're already saying it now while I'm looking for or while we're looking for it.
Exactly.
Congratulations. You know, that's that you really know nice movies. That you know the movies. At this point, if I still have not given you the information on what this movie is called and you're still listening to me.
Exactly. I really still appreciate saying, how you got that now?
Your patience. Because at this point.
Hey, buddy. We do this live.
Hey.
Okay. Hey.
Live. All right.
That's what I'm talking.
Flight. Should have known.
Okay. It's so just called Flight? Are you serious? No, you're
Flight.
Kidding.
Flight.
No. Flight. Okay, you guys. No, no, that was stupid, okay? I thought it was something like...
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Kept it real.
Either way, you guys,
I've noticed that all of his movies are mm-hmm. just like straight up.
Like just one word is the title.
Subject.
Exactly what's gonna equalizer.
Now.
Exactly verbs. What's gonna happen. That's funny. Training day. Yeah, they kinda do cut to the chase. Kinda Eli.
Now. Fences.
No, that says the book of Eli, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess you got something in there.
Safe house. All right, we
yeah, playing. We segued. Right now. We segued, you guys. Segued. Anyway.
We tried it.
But yes, you have to see that movie if you haven't seen it.
Now, that is not all, but it's all for now.
And okay, remember, you guys, please, remember. Write us. qk.jj@hotmail.com. Please, you go
follow
on.
Follow us on Instagram at qk.jj. Rate, review, and subscribe. Skip that subscribe.
Embrace the facts. Conduct your own research because,
to the best of our knowledge, we will be honest without compromising ourselves or any parties who wish to take part.
Doing your own research is a necessity. Check your emotions at the door and embrace pure facts.
Most importantly, remember to always smile because
you have the weapon of pure knowledge.
All
okay,
right.
Back to the turkey bacon, babe, please.
Back to the turkey bacon.
Can you give him that? I love it. That was turkey bacon, you guys. Till next time, Queen Jam.
King Jerry out.